Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, brought to you by Boston Connect Real Estate Services. Connect with Sharon now at 781-837-4900 and online at bostonconnect.com. Now, here's Sharon McNamara.
And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, and I'm so excited about this show today. I've been wanting to do it for a long time, but of course, I have Cindy Ford with me. You're like we're like Kelly and Regis, but just like Kelly and Kelly. Like you're doing all these shows with me lately.
I know, I love it. We're still going to do the nighttime show, though, because we have the wine now.
Yeah, we do have the wine, actually. Yeah, yes. So we have Cindy Ford, who's a full-time realtor at Boston Connect Real Estate. She's also taken on another leadership role at our office as mentor. So she is training some of our younger agents who are newer to the business. Not younger, just newer to the business. So that's working out well.
Yes, having a blast with that.
Yeah, yes, you're doing a really good job.
Love it.
Yeah, and you know what? You took care of our holiday party, which was last night, right? Friday night. So you took care of that. Oh. What a great time
you had.
Yeah, I had a really good time. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, I didn't have to do anything. That's why it was fun. So you did it nice. You made the office look really pretty. So
thank you
for doing that. And we also have Mr. Ken McCormick with us, and I'm going to say Deputy Chief. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
And
good to be here.
From the Pembroke Fire Department. I've been trying a long time to get you on here.
You have.
I know.
You finally did it.
You guys are very busy over there, but I first want to start with today's show, just to let all of our listeners know, so you want to stay tuned because we have a lot of good stuff going on. If you listened to my live call-in yesterday with Lisa, I was promoting the Sons of Serendip, the Christmas concert that the Arc of Greater Boston is putting on. So I have tickets. I have three sets of tickets that I'll be giving away throughout the show today. So during our breaks and at the end of the show, we'll have some. So you'll just have to call in. Tim will be manning the phones for you to call in, 781-837-4900. So you will be calling during the breaks when I tell you to call in. I have three sets of tickets. They're $40 a piece for these tickets. So it's supposed to be a great concert. It's going to be tomorrow, which is Sunday, December 20th, and it starts at 3 p.m. and it's at the Plymouth North High School. And it was something they did last year with the ARC, and I've had the great opportunity to have a little bit of a relationship with the ARC this year. So I'm really looking forward to going to that.
Sharon, what is the ARC?
Oh, the ARC. I wish I knew exactly what the ARC stood for, but what they do is they do social recreation and employment programs for adult children with disabilities, Down syndrome, and things like that. So I wish I had more exact details. I should have asked that, but maybe during the break I can find out exactly what ARC stands for, and I will do that just so we know. So the money is going to help provide scholarships to the children and young adults with developmental disabilities and physical disabilities for special camps, life skills, classes, employment opportunities, which I just want to let you know, if you have a small business, a bigger business, these children are looking for positions. They don't want to just be in Wendy's wiping down tables and, you know, at the end of the grocery aisles, you know, putting food in groceries. So we've been blessed with the opportunity to do something at our office. And you know what? He is making us a better person. We can't teach him anything. He's teaching us so much more.
Absolutely.
So that's how the whole process started with me and the ARC over at Boston Connect Real Estate. So if you can support them, that would mean a whole lot to us at Boston Connect Real Estate, and certainly a lot to them and their families. So keep your ears listening for that, 781-837-4900, and that will be during our breaks. Congratulations to Deputy Chief.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was a long process
we
went through, and I think that they made a perfect choice when they made you Deputy Chief.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
was
that process long, too, as long as the Chief process?
Not as long, but as intense, you know, yeah, with waiting and everything. But yeah, it worked out. So I'm excited.
Yeah, no, that's great. So Cindy, I don't know if you know, Ken obviously knows, I was on the committee. I was asked to be on the committee as a resident of Pembroke to help pick the candidates for the new chief of police, chief of the fire department for Pembroke, and, you know, going through all the resumes and listening to all the interviews and everything. And I got to tell you, one thing I got out of that was Pembroke is very lucky to have the department that we have. Really, I really mean that wholeheartedly. Like, I well up when I was talking to Mike Hill about it. Hopefully he was going to be able to make it today, but he isn't. He's out on the road. But good group of guys. We're very, very lucky to have
you. Thank you. Well, be sure to let them know if they're not listening.
No, I hope they're listening. They really do a nice job. So super, super helpful all the time. So today we're going to be talking about fire safety and prevention during the winter and the holiday season. So, Kenny, I'm just going to start with one story, okay?
Okay.
And I don't know if you remember this, but I do clearly. And here we go. Years ago, I had, now you know I grew up in Dorchester, right? So a swarm of bees came to my house.
I remember.
You remember this, right? So I had this, and I called the fire department. What else does one do? I don't know what to do with a swarm of bees. So Mr. McCormick shows up at my house in a big fire engine. I was like, you're sort of a show off, like you really had to bring like a big fire truck, but not realizing, well, if we get a real call, Sharon, like we really have to like put a fire out, we'll have the truck. And know what he said to me? Do you remember what you said to me?
I can't. I think I got stung.
No, you didn't get stung.
You sure?
No,
all right.
You didn't get stung, but you said to me, well, Sharon, it looks like they were looking for a queen. They came to the right place.
There you go.
Yeah, so.
I do remember myself and one of the guys taking care of the issue. I think we were able to resolve it.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about the issue with the bottle nipples that...
Yeah, that was another time.
The house caught on fire.
Yeah, we've actually been to Sharon's house a few times.
And Cindy's, I think, for Papa.
Yeah, we've been there for Papa. Yep.
Several times a year.
I know, so what would
now
we do without our fire
call.
Department?
Is it Papa with the tea kettle? Yeah, we're good. We opened the windows.
Yeah, and I was on the phone with you, Cindy, by the way, when my house was burning down upstairs because I was sterilizing bottles. But I think they do that differently now anyways, right? They sterilize
I can't
bottles.
Even imagine.
I know. Well, Mr. McCormick is looking at us like, ladies, can we please get on with
this? No, this is good. good time.
Yes. So, again, you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We are both of Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore. And today, I thought that this was such a great show to have. I mean, Christmas and, you know, the Christmas trees and all this other stuff that's going on, all of the holidays. There's all kinds of candles that are going on and just different things. I want to talk to you mostly right now about just Christmas tree and safety and things that people should be aware of.
Sure. Well, I mean, a joyous time. Everybody, you know, it's a tradition to have Christmas trees. You know, the one thing about Christmas trees is they're not common Christmas tree fires, but when they do happen, they are extremely devastating.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a couple statistics to throw at you to let you know. Most of my stats and references come from the National Fire Protection Agency, which is the NFPA right in Quincy, Mass.
Okay.
So they did a 5-year study from 2009 to 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And in that study, they took Christmas trees, candles, decorations, and things to that extent and made up a statistic that we can kind of share with some people. So I'll give you a couple facts, and then we'll give you some quick tips.
Okay, perfect.
So in that time frame, 2009 to 2013, the Christmas tree was the first item to ignite in 210 homes for those years, resulting in an average of 7 fatalities of civilians, 19 civilian injuries, and $17.9 million in property damage.
Oh, my gosh, that gave me goosebumps.
Yeah. So though they're not common, Christmas tree fires are not common, either artificial or real.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is it more one than the other?
It's not. I mean, there's probably, I want to say there's a...
You can keep going.
Yeah, 18 to 20 million Christmas trees a year are sold, you know, real.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the artificial one is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take those stats, it's pretty low, 210 house fires. But when you get the house fire, it becomes extremely devastating. I think that stat is between both. It doesn't really matter because both will catch on fire.
I didn't.
You just have to make sure that the artificial one you buy is treated and has a fire rating to it.
Oh, okay. I didn't
realize
they had
those. A real Christmas tree won't, yes. Should be on the box.
And that's one of the other things, too, is we had a fake one, you know, for years and years and years, but then it has, like, the lights already on it, and then those break, and then you're just adding lights, and doing all kinds of things. But there's also what I've noticed, actually, in the past couple of years. You know how everyone went to the little bulbs? But now I see, like, the bigger bulbs, and we strung some a couple of years ago. Those things get hot.
They do.
They get really, really hot. I was actually surprised.
Yeah. Like they used to, years and years. And they
Didn't they used to put candles on trees and stuff? I mean, didn't they used to do
that's
that?
That's one of
well,
our
maybe
tips.
Maybe when I was young in the
1800s. Yeah.
I believe so, though. You must have done it way before my time. They must have done it.
I bet you that didn't work out well.
I'm sure it didn't.
I bet the statistics were a little bit higher then.
They were probably worse then.
Yeah. So what are some of the tips that you have for people when they do have real Christmas trees, fake Christmas trees, whatever?
So, yeah. So the NFPA wants us to celebrate the holidays, but they want you to get discontinue or disregard your tree as soon as possible. Get it out of the house. Get it away from the home. Don't lean it up against the house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just remove it. Maybe put it in a pile for burning.
Well, you know what? Actually, why don't I mention this? And if I can get the information, yeah. So the Cub Scouts in Pembroke are having a donation, and for $10, they will come to your house and pick up your Christmas tree.
There you go.
So there we go. Yeah. Now you're killing two birds with
that's
one
right.
stone. I'm giving you tips, and I'm helping.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. That's
so
great.
One other tip was the average one in every 31 home fires involving a Christmas tree resulted in one death. Where the combined to one death in every 144 regular house fires. So it's extremely dangerous, and we kind of take it for granted. We put it up, celebrate, and then we take it down. There's a little care and maintenance that goes with it. And the heaviest time is in November and February. There's about 20% of all Christmas tree fires. And it doubles in December to about 40%. Mm-hmm. And then in January, it's about 37%. So
just in general, I mean, what are you supposed to water the things? I don't even know. I mean, Cindy, you brought wreaths to the office for our party last night, and you brought them in a couple weeks ago because you're super organized like that. Mm-hmm. But there was like stuff, like they dry out really fast.
Really quickly.
Yeah. Really, really
so
fast.
So some of the tips are to make, when you pick a tree or a wreath, make sure that you touch it, feel it, make sure that the needles don't fall off.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you touch it. So that's one way to see that the tree is alive and well and it's, you know, soft and it's not dried up.
Yep, already. Before you even bring it in the
house. Yep, before you even bring it in the house. Before you even buy it, actually. Mm-hmm. And then you want to, when you buy it, have 2 inches cut off the bottom, fresh cut.
Oh, okay. That's a good tip.
Before you put it in the Christmas tree stand.
All right.
Now you want to keep it about 3 to 5, as far as you can. 5's a little bit big, but 3 away from any ignition source. So stove, a fireplace or whatever else you have. So you want to keep.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So, and again, these are tips, but are there a lot of people that don't know that? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Really?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with too is homes.
Yeah.
People
you know,
put
you may not
their
have
tree near the fireplace because they think it just looks beautiful. They can look at the fire. They can see the tree.
Yeah.
And space. Space is a big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of homes just don't have a lot of space in the
living
room.
They just don't have a lot of space. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
So
like near a heater or...
Heater, space heater, candles, if you do that,
or
anything. Mm-hmm. Don't block an exit.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, I liked that tip.
Jam it in front of a door or something and then...
Or the sliders. People do that.
Yeah. Yep, anything.
Well,
so
we don't
I mean,
to go out there. It's winter.
Right.
Because it's your form of egress.
Yeah. So your form, and that's also our form to get in. So it works. Oh. It's an entrance for us and an egress for you if you had to get out. So
if
it's all blocked up, it just takes time, you know, for us to remove that and for you to remove it.
You know what?
Out.
That is something I never thought of. See, this is why I have you here.
This is why I'm here.
This is really why
you're
here.
This is it. That's the only reason I'm here.
I'm taking all kinds of notes here, but it's making me think of other things that I'm going to ask him afterwards, too.
Make sure you use correct location of the indoor-outdoor lights, so don't reverse them because that they're made for that. Make sure they're lab tested, UL lab tested.
Yeah. Can I go back to the tree for a second?
Sure.
So like somebody told me about the wreaths in the office. They're like, oh, we should squirt them. I saw somebody squirting them at Stop and Shop or something like with water. Like, so you really shouldn't squirt your Christmas tree when it has all those lights on it.
No. If you could make a fresh cut on the bottom of 2 inches and then immediately put
it
in the water
anyways.
And just keep it full.
Yeah.
You know, 3/4 full above the cut, you should be fine. Every
day.
Add water to it every single day,
every
and you
day,
should be fine.
Okay. All right, perfect.
I mean, it's not going to last forever, but it will take you to January 1st.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then you were just talking about the indoor-outdoor lights.
Yeah, make sure you use your lighting correct. You know, and if you know, this happens to me every single year. You put all the lights on, and then the middle light goes out, so you got to get a new strand.
Yeah.
And try to fix it. Just throw it out and get another one.
Yeah.
You
can
not
actually
worth
bring them to a recycling center. Right.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it's just not. It's not worth refixing if it. You know, just throw it out and get another one.
Because they're literally $1.99 at Ace Hardware or something.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So just why take the chances?
Yeah.
That's
right.
How I feel about it too.
And that's their recommendation. And then you know, of course, never use candles to lit candles to decorate your tree. That must have happened because it's in there. So,
note to self.
But you know what? We're laughing a little bit about this. But the reason why I thought of it too was when I was out. I haven't done really any Christmas shopping. I know it's coming soon, like next week.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have
like
4 days.
4 days.
Yeah. Well, Casey just got home from Italy, and Mackenzie gets home today, Saturday. So Casey got home Thursday, safe and sound. So that's good. But I was in the store one time, and I saw lights, and they looked like candles, like, and I was like, that's interesting to me that they would. So at some point, they must have really used candles. That couldn't have, because those trees go quick,
yeah,
right?
I don't. The drier they get, the worse they go. I don't know. I never saw it, but
yeah. All right.
I'll have to ask some.
It happened.
My older friends.
We know what happened.
Yeah.
He's got
it's
the
here,
statistics.
So
we know what
be.
Happened.
And then just make sure, you know, simple one. Make sure you turn your lights off when you leave the house or go to bed.
Yes.
Especially if you leave your house and go away. Kind of like the dryer thing. Don't leave your dryer when you run.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Go to the store or something, because dryer fires are common, too. So just shut it off, and when you come back, you can turn them on.
Okay. One of the things with the wreaths, so what I've seen people do is, and actually I saw you at one of my listings one time when we were getting the smoke cert over there, and that house did it, but I'm just thinking in general for Christmas wreaths, really probably not a good idea to put those in the fireplace either, right? Because those go in a second.
I wouldn't burn anything like that. Inside your fireplace.
Not wrapping paper.
No, not wrapping paper. Just either recycle it or, you know, like you said, if someone's going to come collect it. Or put it outside, away from the home.
Yeah.
And then burn it when burning season comes.
Okay.
I'm not sure you're even supposed to do that, but.
Yeah. I know I have to call you with my permit number every year.
Yeah, we're going to do new permits in Pembroke. So if you had an old one, you have to. You have to re-up.
Why?
Because the chief, we had too many numbers that were outdated and no one owned them.
Oh, okay.
So before you burn,
call again.
January 15th, just call again.
Yeah. All right. So those are good tips that we have. So we just went through all the Christmas tree stuff, and we're going to take a break soon. And you can get the trees. Don't put them up against your house, because if anything happened, it started outside, then that's just going to catch onto
on the
house.
Porch, and just get them away from the house. Throw them out in the backyard or like the woods line or something.
Yeah, and that's good, too, for bugs and everything, too. Yeah. I'm not going to, you know what I mean, because bugs will find it and everything, too. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more safety tips. Again, I have Mr. Ken McCormick here, who is Deputy Chief at Pembroke Fire Department, and he has been gracious enough to join us here this morning, Saturday morning, and we're talking about safety for not only Christmas and the holidays, but just some winter safety tips that you can give us from the fire department. I'm really thrilled to have you here. And after we come back, I'm going to be giving away some tickets. We'll be right back. Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
The Arc of Greater Plymouth presents a Christmas concert with America's Got Talent finalist Sons of Serendip this Sunday at Plymouth North High School Performing Arts Center. The Sons of Serendip performed last spring in Plymouth and are back by popular demand, performing songs from their newly released Christmas CD. In addition to being America's Got Talent finalists, they've also opened for Grammy winner John Legend and the Boston Pops. Proceeds from this concert benefit the Arc of Greater Plymouth, serving 10 towns in the Greater Plymouth area, providing support to individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Programs include a family support center, employment services, social, recreation, supported living, and adult family care. Take a break from the hustle and bustle of the holidays and be a part of this great concert with beautiful Christmas songs performed by the Sons of Serendip. The show is this Sunday afternoon at 3 at Plymouth North High School Performing Arts Center, 41 Obrey Street. To purchase tickets, go to thearcofgp.org.
50% more talk real estate absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We're going as Cindy and Sharon, Sharon and Cindy. It's the Sharon and Cindy show. That's what it's been. You'll be on with me again next week,
yes,
too. And we're going to do our final show of the year. I also have Deputy Chief Ken McCormick with me from the Pembroke Fire Department. Thank you again this
You're
morning.
You're more than welcome.
And I just want to say real quickly that we are going to give away some tickets. So I do have this a set of tickets. We'll be doing it now. We'll be doing it two more times throughout the show. So they are tickets to the Sons of Serendip Christmas concert. I hear that they are fabulous. I have friended them on Facebook, and it's just going to be a really nice Christmas concert. And this is to support the Arc of Greater Boston. And we would love to have you have these tickets so you can call Tim. So we'll just say, should we say a caller? What's your favorite number, Ken?
11.
So, well, I don't know if we'll have 11 people listening today. Seven. Okay. Well, we'll try. We'll go for seven. If you're number seven, you will get these tickets. Again, they're $40 a piece. So it's going to be this Sunday, which is tomorrow, December 20th at 3 p.m. It's going to be an awesome, awesome concert. And it's supporting a great cause. So we'd love to have you there at the Plymouth North High School. So call 781-837-4900. And those tickets will be yours. And if we don't get seven callers, we'll just take the last one that we get. So there you go. And we'll be doing it again in the next break. So back to what we're talking about. We're talking about fire safety and prevention during the winter and holiday season. You know, I'm just sort of going all over the place, too. Do you guys even have the opportunity to go into the schools anymore and talk about any of this stuff? Because we were just talking about egress and that.
Yeah, we do. We stopped it for a little while, but the new chief is going to implement that back up again and try to get to certain grades. I think we were just doing kindergarten and preschool.
Yeah, okay.
But he's going to try to get it back to where it was, I think third grade.
Okay.
Maybe.
That was a
we
big
did it
thing.
Due to cuts and manpower.
Yeah.
So he's working on it.
Yeah, no, that's great. And hey, if there's ever a fundraiser for that, I would be on board to help with that because, you know, you do think, I remember the whole, you know, stop, drop, and roll.
Right.
I do.
Still
my daughter taught me that.
Still
right?
there. You just got a cover now. Stop, drop, roll, and cover.
Oh, we have to cover now.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh,
it's changed.
Good to know.
Things change.
See.
Well,
that's why I'm here.
I digress so much, but I grew up, you know, I was in Dorchester, and I remember we were over at Columbia Park, 4th of July, fireworks. Everyone's like, you know, doing these fireworks, and they were like these jumping jack ones. Well, one jumped like on my head, and my like hair went on fire. And what did I do? I thought of Dick Van Dyke. I stopped, dropped, and rolled, and all of my friends made fun of me. Yeah, they made fun of me. Mm-hmm. Well, hey.
Right. Hey, that's what you were taught.
I know. I still have bangs.
I was just going to say, you got hair.
That's right.
It's a good thing.
And I see a little producer in there laughing away there. So, all right. So the Christmas safety, the tips. We just talked about Christmas trees. I think that a lot of them seem obvious to me, but the one takeaway that I got from that was definitely do not block your form of egress. That just makes so much sense to me, and I'm so glad that you said that. We talked a little bit about candles. Do you want to highlight any more about candles?
Sure, we can do a little. I mean, I can give you – so everybody loves candles in the holiday, especially around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people like them all the time.
Yeah,
but,
Cindy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so this is actually – if you love them all the time, this is actually pretty good stats and facts. So the same five-year period.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Fire Department responded to 93 home fires started by candles, 9,300.
Wow.
Causing 88 civilian deaths, 857 civilian injuries, and $374 million in property damage.
Wow. So is this nationwide?
This is, it's a stat.
Nationwide
stats. Nation, United States, yeah.
Okay.
So, on average, 25 home fires caused by candles were reported per day.
Wow. That's a lot.
I'm not surprised.
Really?
People leave them unattended
all the time.
Well, when we go into houses, Cindy, and I tell my clients, don't light a candle for other reasons. If you light a candle, it just gives the impression that you're covering a smell.
Right.
So if you smoke and then put a pine candle on, I think now you've given me a headache because I smell both, you know. But you know what I see all the time? You know, like the centerpieces?
Yeah.
So people have live...
Especially now.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
The live centerpieces with the pine, you know, the pieces of the pine in it and everything else. In candles. Well, candles burn down. So at some point, that candle is going to meet that wreath thing in the middle.
Right. Yep. Recently, I can't even tell you how many properties that I have shown that we go in and the candles are burning. Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see that the homeowner hasn't been there a while because it has pooled.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, well, what if by chance I didn't get here, or where are they? They've been gone a while, and they've got candles, many candles going. No, well, I don't recommend that at all.
And the thing, too, is you're never sure. Like, a lot of people are buying, like, cheap ones at, you know, the dollar store and the Christmas tree shop. And then what ends up happening is the glass can break.
Break it.
Yeah.
It
well, that can happen in the real expensive ones, too. Not that I would know that.
Yeah.
But it has happened.
Experience.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's terrible. Yeah. So never leave. Never leave.
Have you seen? And what about you personally? Have you seen any fires?
Candle fires?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I've seen quite a few, actually.
You have?
Yep.
You're so calm, cool, and collective. That's one of the things I like about
different,
you.
You know, stages.
Yeah.
By accident, you know, someone trying to put it out on their own. Knowing that there was a fire and causing a bigger issue.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
I've seen them in different stages. But, yeah, I mean, they're common.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but that's one of the things with you. That's probably what makes you a really good deputy chief, too, is that you, isn't he sort of like...
Very, yes.
Like, you're like
reassuring. Yeah. Like,
well, you,
you
should
know.
Tell my wife and kids that.
Yeah, well,
that's
hopefully they're
side.
Listening.
That's a different side.
Hey, that's
I gotcha.
Different. Yeah,
I got it.
You know, you're cool like
Kim
a cucumber.
Kim may call in, I'm just saying.
She might.
No, but honestly, I did say throughout this process of things that were going on, I openly said if there is ever an accident that I was in, because I actually almost got in a head-in collision last year in the winter storm, car in my lane on 53 heading right at me. And, when I thought about these processes of going on, I would feel very calm if you were the one to show up in the scene
of, you
know, what do you call it, something like the collision scene or something?
Yeah, motor vehicle accident. Or,
yeah. The whole thing, like who's controlling the scene.
That's how I felt. Thank you. That's good to know.
That's who I want to like open my eyes to and say, okay, I know you got me. I know you got my back. Like, but anyways, I digress.
Awesome.
All right. So the candles, we talked about that.
The NFPA suggests you limit your locations.
Yeah.
So don't have them in every room, every mantle, everywhere.
We have one like lit in front of Mary, like on like our kitchen, in our kitchen.
Yeah, so just keep limit where you put them.
Yeah.
And that way then you can remember where they are if you light them. So of the fires, 38% were in the bedroom.
Really?
Living room and family room. Living room and family room, 19%. Bathroom, 13%.
That makes sense, in the bathroom.
Kitchen, 12%. Dining room, 8%. And they're classified areas. Could be a garage, could be anything.
So the most of them are from the bedroom?
Bedroom.
Really?
Yep. Hmm.
Would have never thought to ever put a candle in my bedroom.
Nope.
I just got a new orthopedic bed type thing that goes up and down. You know what I mean?
That's only $4,000.
Yeah. Well, I haven't had a new bed in a while.
And you do see them in bedrooms when you go into houses. So.
Yeah.
When I worked for Party Light, you know what? Because I had to handle all the claims that came in. You know, how many candles people put underneath their kitchen counter, on their kitchen counters, underneath the cabinets. And then the cabinets catch on fire.
Hopefully they're not putting them away, you know, hot still, but...
Yeah.
They put them underneath there while they're burning. On the countertops, but underneath the top of the cabinet. So the top cabinet is catching on fire.
Right. Yeah.
And because they send claims like it's our fault.
And that will happen due to wood. Once it keeps them burning in the same spot, it will continuously lose its the ignition temperature becomes less and less. Or easier to ignite, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Hmm.
So some of the tips, and you kind of mentioned a few, Sharon, as you were going through it. So avoid candles in areas where people fall asleep and blow them out, you know, when you're done with them.
Mm-hmm. Snuff them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't blow them, because if you blow them, it can ignite something.
I'm not a big candle person anyways, but I would just put the cover back on it. Because I don't like
either
the smoke
the cover,
all over
which
the walls.
I think that's what Yankee Candle recommends.
Just put the cover back on.
Right.
Let it go out itself. Keep them at least 12 inches away from any ignition source. Think about the flameless candles.
Oh, that's what I've been doing. I do the flameless ones now.
So
they're pretty. They're on a timer.
Yeah,
they go
timer.
On and go off automatically all over the house.
So you can think about those.
Yeah, those are pretty. Mm-hmm.
If it needs a holder or something sturdy, make sure you have it.
Yep.
Light them with caution.
Make sure they're even, like your candles. Like, you shouldn't be cutting your candles on the bottom, because then they would tilt, right? And then the flame is touching the glass.
Yeah. Yeah. Trim your wicks.
Trim your wicks. Yeah. Oh, look at us. We're both ex-Party Light.
We're ex-Party
Light professionals.
You guys are killing it.
I used to sell parties. I used to sell candles for Party Light.
I'm telling you, you would have practically owned the company.
Here's a medical one. Don't ever use them. If you have in-home oxygen, don't use candles.
Oh.
That's
I would have never thought of that.
That's an issue. So yeah. It's a little medical one for you.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. Like, if you have a family member who has oxygen, don't give them a candle for a present.
Yeah, don't let them use. Yeah, don't let them use it.
Yeah.
Try flashlights if you lose power. First thing everybody runs for is candles. Mm-hmm. Light them and just leave them because it's a continuous flame. You don't have to carry it or anything.
Yeah. Can I bring up a sad story? So I don't know the woman's name, but I do remember, actually, we were talking about Pembroke housing earlier. Wasn't there a few years ago a terrible fire with a young girl who was handicapped?
I was actually the shift commander of that.
You were?
Fire.
So that was do they believe that that was a candle?
We're not 100% sure we ever figured out what that was.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that
was in litigation
heard.
For quite a while.
Oh,
there
really?
There was issues with candles, and she had a lock or a... Uh-huh. mobile device that got around, so I'm not 100% sure what they went with it, but that was 5 o'clock in the morning.
Awful. I remember that. Was terrible. So
although that did start out, I think, as someone set a candle, but I'm not sure we ever figured it out.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
So again, if you lose power, you want to use flashlights. There is the religious use of candles.
Uh-huh. Mm.
So there are a couple tips for that. Don't pass the candles.
Oh, okay.
Keep your own candle.
Oh, okay.
If you need to light a candle, you dip the unlit into the lit, not the lit to the unlit.
Okay.
So it's the unlit to the lit.
Oh, okay.
Unlit to the lit.
Yep, that makes sense.
Yep,
that makes
sense. And then if you're on an altar, have them, or a shrine or a table, make sure an adult's present to watch those.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody should have a fire extinguisher in their home.
Okay.
Everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't have one.
Is that not why is that not part of the smoke cert?
Yeah, that should be part of the smoke cert.
And if it is, I apologize for not knowing that because I never noticed. But I have one right there. I don't know what I would do.
You're not required to have in a residential home for occupation. You're not required.
I don't have one.
I do.
Buy one.
All
right. Right there, my cellar stair. It's on the wall. But I don't know how to get it off, and I don't know how to turn it on. I don't
have it. You should have it at least one in your home.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for the just in case. I'm not saying everybody should stay and fight the fire, become a superhero.
Well,
but
things can catch on fire on the stove.
Right, there are things that you can do with a small extinguisher to limit the damage.
Yeah.
Or try to, and if it doesn't work, then you just drop that and get out.
Yeah, I would be worried. See, you're bringing up a very good point. The exact reason I don't carry mace or you have a handgun, people say, oh, you're at open houses by yourself and it's dangerous and blah, blah, blah. Well, Mark piggies up with us and we piggy up with each other now. But I'm afraid that I would cause more of a mess. Because honestly, I'm thinking, all right, if I have a grease fire because I'm making, deep fried, zucchini flowers, can you use a fire extinguisher on that?
Not a water.
Yeah, exactly.
Grease
right?
is not water. You can use certain extinguishers on certain fires. So a grease fire would be, a different extinguisher than it would be if you had a trash barrel or quantum fire.
Okay.
There
so
are
good
different,
to know.
And if it's electrical, charged electrical, it's a totally different extinguisher there.
So
I'm just saying the very basic, 10 ABC or 20 ABC extinguisher that will put out
and you can get
trash
those at
fires.
Lowe's.
Lowe's, Ace Hardware, wherever.
Well, okay, I'm just going to tell you, just for me, this is my...
Sharon. We'll come.
That's
what they always do.
That's fine.
My personal decision.
Even if you put it out, call us, because you're required by law, too, to call us.
Oh, really?
Any house fire. Any fire within a dwelling is required to be investigated.
So you can check it. Yeah, because I'm just going to make your job easier, and I'm just going to leave the house and call you. And
that's
let
fine.
You, and let you
we'll
come.
Come.
Yeah, because the first time I called Mark first, and he goes, you called the fire department, right? I go, oh, no, let me call them.
See, we're connected to the fire department, which is even better.
That's right.
Yeah.
It automatically goes right there.
That's good.
Our frequent flyers. We call you our frequent flyers.
Yes.
You're set up on a schedule. We just come.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Every quarter.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Gosh. When we're just talking about, different things like battery. We're hearing a lot right now about batteries, and I don't assume that you'll know anything about this, but a lot about batteries that are sort of catching on fire, like with these little boogie board scooter things and
I've
things
seen
like
it.
That.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, so I think that even in general, if you have bigger items that have batteries, just unplug those batteries until you have to use them? I heard that
I take them out of my everything because they get corroded and they are a mess anyway, but I take them out when I'm done.
Well, this is bigger things. I don't know.
Like
scooters and stuff like that.
Scooters and those little boards there now, like the little Segway boards the kids
get. Segway. That's what they are.
Whatever I don't know much about them. Obviously, there's a battery issue with overcharging or something.
Yeah, they're going on fire. Well, Delta and American, all the airlines have already said, those aren't coming on our plane in a bag, carry on or, checked in. So And just, you know, next time you travel, make sure you know
don't
you can't
take
bring,
my,
you, you
yeah.
don't bring
keep
your
scooter
segue.
At home.
you know, one Thanks, of the other Kenny. Things, too, Kenny, we were talking about real quickly, we were talking briefly about, you know, getting back into the schools and maybe even just having, you know, something at the firehouse, which is always fun, of just prevention and how to get out of your house. And, you know, do you have a plan to get out of your house? I think that that's really important. I see that on TV all the time. And people think, yeah, we would know what to do. But they've done tests and stuff like that. I remember at one time, though, that the fire department used to have little stickers that we could put on our windows so you
children.
Knew where the children were.
Still have those.
You do?
Yep. You can come taunt find the stickers.
I never see them, really? Though, in yeah. houses that
the,
I'm in.
The problem with the taunt find a sticker is when you move and your kids are all grown up,
yeah.
no one takes them off.
Oh, okay.
So not that they're not a great tool and resource for us to know where kids are.
Yeah.
But it doesn't help us if we bust into the room
and there's
no kid in it.
No kid
Because
there.
You're now just kind of putting firefighters in undue risk that they really don't need. So,
right.
I mean, the thing with those, the take with those is if you have them and your kids are all growing up in college and married,
yeah.
their grandchildren,
yeah.
and don't live with you, then yeah. just peel it off the window.
Just peel it
well,
off.
Well, we still have them.
Yeah, all
yep.
right. Well, that's
yep.
good to
Anybody
know.
Anybody can come in and, you know, we have them at the station if you want to come in and grab one and put it on your window where your child's located, the room where your child's located.
All right, yep. perfect. I think that we were talking about that in the office
maybe
the other day.
Maybe we could get some for part, you know, if we could, maybe for our clients, because I'm thinking when I go do the smoke certs and I know
yeah.
someone's moving in, with leave them there for them.
Yeah.
To put up
Is
for
that
their,
something we could do right now?
Yeah.
Could
yeah,
we get
yeah.
some? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds like a good idea.
Check with the chief and see what we have on hand.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, I think that would be a great idea. Yeah, so.
I mean, another thing in homes is second floors is now those do escape ladders.
Yeah, what do you think of those?
I've never seen one in operation. I think they're good if people are trained on them.
Yeah, well,
Last
that's...
But I guess if you're not in the house burning and you're on the ground with maybe a broken ankle...
Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah, it's much better. But, I mean, I don't know very much about them. I just know they're out there.
Yeah. So, did you know... So, I don't know if you know this about me. My dad's probably listening right now. So, my parents owned a store in Dorchester, and they, you know, there were two apartments above it. We lived up on the second floor, but we weren't living there at the time, but that went on fire at that time. There were a bunch of... There was an arsonist that was doing a bunch of stuff in Boston, and my aunt was living on the second floor at that time, and she actually fell out the window. But like you said, her like she ended up with, you know, breaking you know, bones in her back and things like that. And you know, the other like she's alive and well now,
right.
which is a much better option than being stuck in a house and not making it
and
through.
Getting out, right?
Yeah.
yeah. So I mean, they're there. I know that they're there. I know people utilize them. I don't think I've ever seen any in my
yeah.
20 years doing this, but.
Yeah.
I know they're there.
Yeah.
So
I don't know that I'd be like, well, whatever. I guess they would be good.
Yeah, no, if you had to get out, you would.
If Yeah, you would.
You would see Sharon climbing down the ladder.
yeah,
as much as she didn't want to, she would be climbing down the ladder.
I know. You know, this is really funny. I don't even know if I should say this on the air, but, you know, like, and you don't, no one cares about this. But anyways, I have very simple pajamas. Let's just put it that way, right? So I like my flannels and I like, you know, and, you know, we have had conversations about this at parties and stuff about, you know, other people do, you know, more fun things. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? If there's ever a fire, I'm not worrying about finding my bathrobe. Like, I'm running out in my flannels. And that's all there is to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't have
yeah
to
but
worry.
There are priorities.
exactly.
We just
yeah.
had one, and we just had a house fire in Hanson a couple weeks ago, and my daughters knew the family.
Oh yeah.
So we were actually at the end. We were talking with the family, and you know, I was talking with the mom, and she come out, and the dad doesn't have all his clothes, but they grabbed what they could, and every kid was like shorts, no
yeah.
socks, but they had their cell phones.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Everyone had a cell phone.
So everybody got priorities. You
yeah.
have to. You have to.
Mm, no socks and shoes, but they
yeah.
had a cell phone. Well, that's good. Well,
yeah, get what you can, I guess.
Well, the cell phones are really hard to replace now. I'm kidding. we're going to have to take another break. When we come back, we're going to give away another set of tickets, but we're going to continue on with, again, we have Deputy Chief Ken McCormick with us. So gracious to be with us today. So we're really fortunate to have the Pembroke Fire Department with us here today. You know, this is the time of year when we're always at the end of the year. It's always my look back year. Your department has been so fabulous to not only me and my clients, but to all of our agents in the office. You guys are always there for us. You're always helping us with our questions, whether they're silly or not, and helping us get our smoke certs and everything. But for all you do every single day, thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
It really
Absolutely.
Does mean a lot to me
you got
as
a, great,
a resident.
Absolutely. You got a great staff, so
well, thank
it
you.
Makes it makes it easy.
Thank you. And I feel so protected living in our town.
Absolutely.
These guys, did you know, you might not know this, and I know we have to get to a break, that everyone, I think except for one, maybe all EMTs in our
Correct.
In
Everybody
our
on the department now except for one who's been on for a senior guy now. Is paramedics.
Yeah. Oh, paramedics. Oh. I didn't know what the
difference. He's the only EMT.
EMT. Okay,
right.
So paramedic.
Everybody else is paramedic.
Yeah, that's like a huge deal.
That was something that Chief Neenan implemented when he was here. He started the entire ALS program.
Yep. So if somebody shows up in a fire truck, they are certified to do other things, which I think is great. So no matter who you get at, you know, who's going to come to it, they're going to be able to help you.
They're wonderful.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give away another set of tickets to the Sons of Serendip Christmas concert this Sunday, tomorrow.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
50% more Talk Real Estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back, and I'm going to speed things up here so we can get some really good information from you. This is Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford from Boston Connect Real Estate. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, and we are very, very fortunate to have Deputy Chief Ken McCormick here with us this morning from the Pembroke Fire Department. We're talking about all kinds of fire safety and prevention. The caller, Cindy, want to give me a number? 1 through 5?
Three.
The third caller will get the next set of tickets that I have to the Sons of Serendip Christmas concert. And this is the proceeds from the concert are benefiting the ARCS Family Support, Social Recreation and Employment Programs. They serve 1,000 families in the greater Plymouth area. The money helps them provide scholarships to children and young adults with developmental disabilities and physical disabilities for special camps, life skills, classes, and employment opportunities. After paying out, they wrote this up for me, but obviously, after paying out of pocket medical expenses, provider care, etc., many of our families struggle financially, so we try to help them with the basic necessities such as food and fuel costs. So I have 4 sets of tickets. One was given away yesterday. One was given away the last half hour. We have another set and one more to go. So caller number 3, Tim will take your call. Ken, so we're going to carry on. So overall synopsis, maybe not so much the statistics, but how much, like outside decorations, those are going on fire as well?
Yeah. They, what types of things? They cause, 860 home fires.
Wow.
One civilian death.
Wow.
Totaling about $13.4 million in damage.
Like lights on the house?
And like any decoration, lights on the house,
Is it bad extension cords with like
tape around them? We can segue into both of those
because
they're one and the same. Perfect. So just on a couple tips on your decorations. Just again, make sure you avoid overloading outlets with electrical. Use UL or lab-tested devices. LED lights are much better than incandescent lights.
Okay.
So they're safer, they're cooler, they last longer. Okay.
Those glass ones, the big ones, remember we were talking about that, those get hot.
Really hot.
Mm-hmm.
GFCI plugs, your ground fault plugs, make sure you have those outside. So those are, I think they're actually code under the electrical code anyways.
Yeah, but if you have an older house,
right.
Because that's where the thing, when you said cord, I'm thinking so many people have that spotlight at the front of the house and then they have the cord running into
several cords, right?
Yeah.
Extension cords everywhere.
Yeah, so you don't want, you don't want to
overload
them. So that's why they say don't rebuild it, just get another one because you never know what's going to happen. So that is the decoration part.
Okay, yep.
Very limited.
Yeah.
Outside cords and electrical tools and things is pretty big.
Okay.
So it caused, the U.S. fire departments for the same time frame, did 48,000 home fires caused by some type of electrical failure, resulting in 455 civilian deaths, 1,518 injuries, and $1.5 billion in property damage.
And that's from electrical?
Electrical cords, electrical outlets, electrical tools.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So
wow.
It's a lot. It is at the time was the number 2 leading cause of fires after cooking. It is now number 3.
Okay, so here's the thing. We're talking about fires in general. Like, let's just think about the electrical cords and, like, all the other, like, people losing fingers and things like that, too. I mean, that's a whole nother show.
You can do some tools with this. So, I mean, the tips, don't let the kids touch the tools.
Yeah.
You know, make sure if the tool is, not
working.
Don't
put your hand in the snowblower because something's stuck in there.
That's right. That's because shut it down.
Yeah,
work on it later. So you definitely want to make sure that you have any qualified electrician do any type of electrician work, especially if it's a service to a house or something.
Well, and that's important from a sales standpoint, too, when you're selling your house. You just want to make sure you have all your permits in place. Make sure you're doing it right. I mean, I see so many people who do basements, and they don't pull permits, and they don't have a licensed electrician doing these things. And some of the things I see, honestly, I can't even believe. I was in a house recently, and they had all kinds of extension cords, like, draped across. But they were, like, old extension cords with, like, two prongs. Yeah. And then inside the two prong, they had an adapter for a three prong thing. I'm like, that doesn't look right to me.
That's way too much. So use those either the GFIs or the power strips that have the fuse in it, so it will pop if it gets overloaded. Don't just keep on using adding, three ways and adding stuff. I mean, don't make a tree out of it.
Yep.
Protect, you know, tools. Keep hand tools and stuff, garden tools away from kids.
Yep.
Tamper-proof your house with child tamper. You know, outlet tampers. Oh, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. That's it. Just use correct wattage.
Oh, okay.
So don't overload. Even if it calls for a 60-watt bulb, don't put 100 watt in it.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that there was a difference. Yeah. Jeez. Well, how do you find that out? Is it on the lamp somewhere?
It's on the bulb.
Oh, I know.
Oh, so the lamp? Yeah, it should be on the bottom.
It'll tell you, It says don't use, like, your refrigerators, your microwaves. Like, it says don't use. And then some of my lamps, you should check your lamps.
I should check my lamps.
Some of the lamps say, you know, can't use more than a 60-watt. And so don't put a 75. I did do that accidentally once, learn the highway, and it just
popped.
Yeah. So it will, because it's not
recommended. And I didn't know why. Yeah. I thought it was a bit, and then I found out.
Oh, yeah.
I read the lamp.
Let's talk about fireplaces, pellet stoves, wood stoves, and, like, the safety that goes along with this. Every year we see about this on the news.
Yeah. So that would be considered. So those are all considered heating devices.
He's so prepared.
I know.
He's so prepared.
He's up late. I didn't want to look bad.
You look fantastic, by the way.
No one can see me, so it doesn't
matter. What a lucky wife you have. And we know her very well, just so everybody knows. We do know her.
We both know her very well.
So every home in America has some type of heating equipment and alternate. A lot of people like alternate sources.
Yeah.
So space heaters, inserts, things to that extent. So you need to make sure that they're maintained and serviced as they needed to be, chimney sweeps and whatever.
Yeah.
So in 2011, this was just 2011, saw heating equipment cause 53,600 home fires, with 400 civilian deaths, 1,500 injuries, and about $900 million in damage.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that a lot of space? I do see on the news, when I do see something like that, it seems to be space heaters, because they may not have the money for fuel or something. And those
space heaters, people use stoves to heat their homes.
Yes, they open up
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, in Dorchester, they had the heater thing on the side of the stove that used to help give some heat. But St. Michael's had a fire in their camp. Was it St. Michael's? Yeah, I think it was St. Michael's last year. They had, and they believe it was a space heater thing. So that's one of the things they're not allowed to have, the kids on campuses. Yeah. But I was showing a house in Braintree, and I showed up, and the homeowner was home, and I was with my client. I walked in, and legitimately, I couldn't see. My eyes were singing. There was, like, so much, like, smoke in the house, and it wasn't actually smoke, and the people unfortunately didn't speak any English, and I was like, you need to get out, and they're, like, looking at me like cooking, like nothing's wrong. They had the garage door open, the cars running with the outside garage door shut, and the doors of the car open, and I think they were trying to get heat from the cars
into the house.
It was
disaster in all ways.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I wouldn't I said to my clients, get outside. And I went outside and I called the Braintree Fire Department. I was like, I'm sorry, they don't speak English and I don't speak their language. So they won't get out of the house.
Yeah.
So
people will do anything to heat, you know, to get heat. So,
So
you gotta just be careful. So,
And that was obviously a carbon monoxide issue that I was worried about.
Which I think we're going to do next after this. I mean, there was a big one in Quincy a couple of years ago where a family did the same thing with a space heater, I think. So you got to watch them if you're going to have them in your home. I mean, there's certain things you can't put at your home. Salamander heaters you can't. Anything with fuel you can't.
Oh, okay.
But space heaters are allowed.
And generators, legally. People put those in their garage, right?
That would be an alternative electrical source, you know, the standby generators for when you lose power.
Yeah.
You know, those require, if they're propane driven or gas driven, require inspection by both fire and gas company.
Oh, how often?
So whenever you put one on. No, just when you have it hooked up.
We
have to come and make sure it's done properly. But that, you can't just put a standby generator in your yard and go, I'm all set if I lose power.
Hmm.
It has
good
to be
know.
Done.
Yeah.
It has to be inspected if it's hooked up to gas.
Okay. Propane. Yeah. Okay. Mine's electrical.
Because you can do them natural.
Yeah. No. Mine, we fill the gas. Like the lawnmower thing.
We might have to take a break, though, because if that's the department, you might have to go, right?
No, I'm good.
Okay, perfect. Well, we're ready when you are.
Us.
I know, it's Kim. Stop saying things about my husband, Kim. Ladies.
No, his head's going to swell.
Yeah.
No, they've turned it off.
So you
want to be careful.
Yeah.
You would think
it would be common sense, but apparently not, because there's so many, accidents, right?
Accidents.
You just don't know. Yeah. That's why we're here to tell people.
They think if they can buy it and they can plug it in, perfectly fine.
So 50% of those fires, the heating fires, happen in the months of December, January, and February. Obviously, that's when you use the most heat.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the equipment involved would be fireplace, chimney, space heaters are 81% of the fires.
Mm-hmm.
Heating units and water heaters are really like 11%. So the biggest is space heaters or that type of a heater type of event. So you want to keep them 3 feet away from any ignition source.
Yeah.
So, you don't want to have it right up to the couch in your blanket.
Oh, yeah.
While you're trying to get warm if you have a space heater.
About heated blankets?
I was just going to ask about that.
They can cause a fire. It's got electricity to it. So
heating pads, everything. I mean, there's so many things now that I think about.
My heating pad, though.
Everybody needs a heating pad.
right beside my chair.
Oh, my God.
So try to keep a kid-free zone around a stand-up heater if you have it.
Yeah.
So that they're not running in and touching it and getting it, burning themselves. Never use a stove to heat your house.
Yeah.
Qualified installers to clean service your equipment.
Yep.
Turn them off when not in use.
Mm-hmm. The fireplaces, right, too?
Always use the recommended fuel for something if you're going to use it for heat, like a generator. Don't make up your own stuff. you have a spark reducer in the front of your fireplace?
What's
that? What's a
spark reducer? So like a flame, net or a glass covering.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So that flames don't come out, sparks don't come out when you put stuff in. Yep. Ashes should never be put away hot.
Can we please talk about this a little bit more? Because this is the one we see on the news every year.
Yeah, it's a big one. We've had a couple in town.
Yeah. Okay. So
so you're going to take your ashes out.
Yeah.
You need to put them in a metal, like garbage thing with a cover on it.
Yep.
Take them out. But don't store them on the breezeway, in the garage, on the back porch. They got to be cooled down. So just take them and walk them away from the house until they cool down.
Yeah.
And when they cool down, you can bring it back so it's convenient to get to. But don't just take them and put them.
Where should you? Where do you
the
throw
structure.
Them? Where do you throw the ashes?
Well,
like in the fire pit?
Yeah, once they're all dried and cool, you can just dump them in the woods.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just go there for a minute. I mean, it's sort of dry. You know what I mean? You don't want people. I mean, really, that's a good idea to just throw them in the woods.
Yeah, once they're cool.
Water them down.
You can put them in a pile and water them down.
Them
but once they're cooled.
Yeah, once they're cooled.
In 4, 5, 6 days, you should be fine.
Yeah, we just want to make sure.
We just want
to. Oh, am I all done? Oh, there we go. Someone new on the board, apparently. That was our 5 minute. We have 5 minutes left. So, I can't believe it went by that fast. So I'm just going to say, if you want to look into some open houses, I am doing one on Sunday from 10 to 12 over on Equestrian Way in Pembroke, new construction. A couple others, go to bostonconnect.com and you'll find all the open houses. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So, Kenny, with the ashes, are there more things that you want to talk about? Because we're not even going to get to some
of
the other things.
Just make sure your ashes are cool. I mean, before you put them away, don't store them in your home.
Okay.
Get them out of the house and put them on the back, yard or something.
Okay.
Until they cool down. Because that's caused, like you said, it's caused quite a few fires.
Yeah. So. No, and that's scary. I just think that when people, they just put them on the back porch thinking, well, people put them in plastic bags and everything.
Yeah, no. There has to be a metal container, metal. You can't put in plastic or anything like that.
We have one more set of tickets left. So if you want to call and your caller number, let me see, I'll say 2, you can have the next and last set of tickets to the Sons of Serendip Christmas concert. Just call Tim and leave him your name and number for all the winners today. You're just leaving your name and your phone number, I guess, just in case we need that. When you show up at the concert, you will just let them know your name. You will be on their guest list. And if you have any questions, just call me 781-294-4848, 781-294-4848. All right, Kenny, for our final thoughts, for our final seconds, the carbon monoxide, I really want to just talk about that quickly because
we do have
Nicole's Law. We only have a couple minutes. So.
Yeah, so the invisible killer, that's what it's called. It's odorless and colorless. Created when fuels burn incompletely. So you have a misfire or something wrong with your furnace or something like that, a blocked vent,
okay,
it will create carbon monoxide to come back into the house, and that was what will kill you.
Why it's important to have your mechanicals sort of maintained yearly, just to make sure that those are all cleaned out. And then when it snows out, because he just gave me the two there, when it snows out, talk about that, about the snow and what's
important. You want to, if you have a vent due to your furnace or whatever it is, you'll see it usually come out of the side of the house or in a, you know, above your porch. Just make sure you go out when we have a bad storm or whatever, and just make sure you clean all the snow away from it.
Yeah.
Should be like, I believe, I'm not 100% sure what the code is, 12, 18 inches or something.
Yeah, that's
now,
the new
actually,
code.
The new code.
Yeah.
So just make sure that if it isn't, you get that fixed, and then you just clean the snow away. Because that has to vent itself, and if it doesn't, you'll get the draft back of the CO coming back into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, by law, has to have a carbon monoxide detector in their home.
One on every
habitable floor.
Mm-hmm.
One within 10 feet of every bedroom.
Yep.
So if you don't...
You should.
You should.
And they have the battery, the ones you can plug in, and then their battery backup. So that's good. So if you, at least if you lose electricity, you'll have the battery backup, which is really
important. So in older homes, that's okay. You can do either battery or AC with battery backup. In a newer home,
they
have
electrical.
To all be interconnected, hardwired. You can get a combination smoke and CO.
And that's sort of expensive to do, but I think it's really worthwhile. We just had all of us changed in my house. We had, you know, our electrician come over and change everything out. It just, it's a sense of, yes, this is.
Yeah, 10 years.
Yeah. Because
that's a recommendation now. 10 years, your detectors are no good. They have to be changed out.
They have to be
changed
out.
Used to be a recommendation. Now it's a, it's part of the code.
And when you sell your house in the state of Massachusetts, that is a requirement of the seller to have a smoke certificate for the buyer to purchase that new house. So that's something that we set up in our office for our clients, and these guys meet us. But we're going to be closing up here. Real quick, one more thought, though, on the snow. And if you do lose heat in your house, suggestion not to go into your car because the snow goes in front of the muffler thing.
Yeah.
And you see the same types of accidents.
Yeah, you get the same CO buildup, carbon monoxide buildup there, and that could be dangerous also.
Also. Well, Deputy Chief Ken McCormick, thank you so much for being
here.
Well,
thanks
for having
us. We feel
very fortunate. I hope maybe you'll come back. Maybe you can come back right around daylight savings and we can talk about things that people should think about for the spring and changing out batteries and all of that.
Maybe I'll have the Chief come back.
Yeah, we will have Chief Hill join us. I know. Chief Hill, if you're listening, this guy is awesome. He did fabulous. We're so fortunate to have you as our new Chief, him as our new Deputy Chief, and all of the guys at Pembroke Fire Department. I feel blessed, as does Cindy, to have you guys representing us in Pembroke. So Merry Christmas to all of you guys.
To you, too.
And thank you. Cindy Ford, as always, I'll see you next weekend, right?
Absolutely.
If you need me, a Cindy, 781-826-7300. You can catch us at the office or Cindy Sell.
781-367-4419.
Have a great day. We'll see you next week, and Merry Christmas.